In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson, and she is the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, and the Queen of Improv, Miss Allie Mack. And we have Dylan Dylon Matthews on the other side, smiling creep like a creep. It's really creepy. Don't smile like that, please. And we are the Morning Shift. Good morning.
Hey, man, what's going on with you?
Nothing. What's going on with you?
I don't know. I just hanging out, man, having a good, Wednesday, I guess it's supposed to be.
Yes.
Is what it is.
Hey, Mike, what day is it, Mike?
Hey.
Hump day.
Love it, man. Mike. Nah, man. Everything's cool. Got some really good sleep last night.
You did? What time did you go to bed?
Say I was lights out at 8, and okay. Probably snoring at 8:30.
Okay.
My wife sent me a video this morning of me snoring. She was like, Gotta do something about this.
No,
it's getting bad. It's getting out of hand.
Mike, I don't want to step on your toes here about this, but did you bring what you were supposed to bring?
Yeah,
he did.
I don't know what this is, man.
So we've got a mystery gift for Mike.
I think it's a gift. I don't know what it is.
It's a mystery package for Mike today. He's gonna open it up at 7:20. His wife Lindsay sent it along. Now, Bo, if Amy were to send a package along with you to open up on the air, would it be a good surprise or a bad surprise?
Probably wouldn't be for me at all. It'd probably be for somebody, one of y'all. So it'd probably be good, I guess, for somebody.
Well, do you think you would agree to do this? Because I'm very hesitant. I'm like, I don't know why I agreed that this would happen.
Right.
I mean, sure. I mean, I wouldn't be. I mean, it's just an Amazon package. There's nothing really. I mean, you could probably feel what it is if you tried.
I tried. You want to feel it?
I mean, it could be something embarrassing, though, you know?
Yeah, it could definitely be something embarrassing. Knowing her,
there's like self-care items in your bathroom you don't want people to see.
Like,
you know?
Feels very flexible. Let's just put it that way.
I think I'm pretty fine with everything in my bathroom that's on the counter. Like, I mean, I don't think it's anything bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what it is. It feels like it's a piece of clothing.
Okay.
But I'm gonna leave it right there because I don't even want to wonder out loud what it is, and I'm mad at myself that I even agreed to this. To be real, she asked me like a week ago. She was like, "Can I send something along?" And I was like, "No, we got way too much stuff going on right now."
Yeah,
and kept just kicking back, and finally yesterday she was like, "Look, tomorrow's Wednesday."
Okay,
you know what I mean? There was no football on last night, which is why I got to go to bed early. She was like, "Tomorrow's a good day for this," so I'm sending it, and she put it in my bag, and here we are. So. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I know for sure with only 2 years of marriage, if a package was sent along with me today, it would be such a good surprise. I know well, that's that for Grant. Sure. Well, exactly.
I was going to say.
But I'm saying, but maybe years down the line, he'd send a joke gift along. I don't know.
100%. Yeah, add 5 years to that, and I'm sure at some point he's going to start taking shots. Okay?
Exactly.
All right. It's just the nature of the beast. And my wife is obviously a very lovely person, but she does like to make fun of me from time to time. So it just kind of is what it is, man. But it ought to be fun. I don't know what to expect. It feels like a piece of clothing, but we'll see.
7:20 is when we will have Mike open up this mystery package. Now, here are the headlines since we last got to hang out. I want to say congrats to Kurt Cignetti, won his second straight AP Coach of the Year. Notre Dame running back Jeremiah Love has declared for the NFL draft, made that official last night. The Jets have released Alan Lazard after 3 seasons. He was the last tie to the Aaron Rodgers era. The New York Knicks clinched the NBA Cup over the San Antonio Spurs last night, 124-113. And Trae Young is back on the court. The Hawks announced that he has been assigned to the College Park Skyhawks. How amazing is that?
I'm ready. And I'm ready to kind of unveil what this next chapter is. Right? We've all talked about it for a month plus about what this team is when Trae comes back. And, you know, this is kind of Jalen's team and all the contract stuff going on. Trae, let's rip the Band-Aid off, man. Let's see what we got. Let's see what we can roll out there and what we can build to. I don't think the whole story is going to be told in game number one with Trae back. But nonetheless, man, I'm excited to see whatever the product is and what it's going to be.
Yeah, it's definitely going to take some time, I think, to kind of mesh and get – because they've had no games together. They played 3 games, I think. The fourth game he got hurt. Maybe it was the third game. So, and they played, there was the fourth game, they got hurt, they were 1-2 without him, and then they've won games without him, they've stayed in with where they're like a game from third place, and even though they're in ninth, and in a play-in, so the ball can't stop, I know that much. I mean, you've, in 4 or 5 games, that ball hasn't been moving, or you've got problems, and then that means this was a tryout year. Should they pay Trae Young the big, big money? And he's going to have the second half of the season, a little more than the second half of the season, to prove that they should.
I am not one of those people that think this team is better without Trae Young. I do not believe that at all. I think you need a Trae Young on this team for this Hawks team to get to its full potential. But I am of the opinion, and I am of the thought, that the way this Hawks offense is carrying itself right now, what they're doing right now, it needs to stay the same as much as it possibly can. And with Trae Young, just be able to plug in it and improve this offense. This offense doesn't need to change. It just needs to improve with Trae Young added to the mix. So
yeah,
this team isn't better without Trae Young, but you need this offense to stay the same. So that's going to obviously be the million-dollar question, like you guys are talking about. And I heard Mike Conte say yesterday with Andy and Randy when he was on with them, Hawks lead the league in assists right now, 31 per game. That cannot change. That has to stay the same, and the ball has to continue to have the same life to it when Trae Young comes in. So I do think there will be an adjustment period, but we have Trae Young, Quinn Snyder, this whole team, Jalen Johnson, everybody has to find a way to add Trae in and keep this offense as it is as much as it possibly can.
Trae has to find a way to fit in. It's not on everyone else. On Trae. Trey's the leader. Trey's supposed to be the superstar. It's on Trae to come in and mesh. It's on Quinn Snyder and Trae. It's not on Jalen Johnson. It's not on any of these guys have been doing on there. It's on Trae Young.
Dylan,
Trae has to come in and mesh.
Do you think it's more likely that Trae gets more minutes off throughout the rest of the season? Like more than he would have before? You know, Trae's always played like a ton of minutes. I'm just curious if Quinn will be more likely, you know, some of the stretch runs, some of the time where maybe the ball is stopping, and he just pulls Trae out and just kind of tries to reignite what we've seen the last couple of weeks.
That's a good point. I think that definitely is a possibility. I don't think Quinn Snyder at this point, because he knows his future isn't tied to Trae Young at this point, I would like to think Quinn Snyder would be able to say, hey, ball sticking to a little too much with Trae Young in it, let's pull him out. Spumoni. How many times I gotta say Spumoni? But I think he would be willing to pull the trigger and be like, Dyson, you've shown you can run the point at a high level. Go ahead and go in there and let Trae Young sit maybe an extra few minutes and let him get some extra rest.
Well, because that narrative is out there, you know, since Trey's been out, oh, they're better without him. Where's that tipping point? Like, if they lose this first game, obviously we're going to see his first game back. If they lose that game, we'll obviously see a lot of people talking on social media about that. But where's the tipping point going to be where that narrative starts to calm down a little bit?
I think they have.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
To go on, I think if they go on an extended winning streak, if you see them go on like a anywhere between, obviously, like I think like a four to, you know, anything past like a four game win streak, I think that'll slowly start to go away. And really, it's more about just seeing the ball move as much as it has been without Trae Young in the game. If even if they go on a run where they maybe drop some games. If the offense looks how it's been looking since Trae Young's been out, then I think that narrative will go away. So as long as it doesn't look too different, you don't see Trae Young dribbling the air out of the ball and just taking the life out of the offense, I think that narrative will go away, even if they don't go on some extended winning streak.
I will say this, too, and I think that Trae does deserve some credit because all the rumors and whispers from around this team over the last few weeks, and you've even seen some of it on TV, is that he's been extremely supportive. Like he's been like, it's been like Jalen's hype man. You know what I mean? He's like, you're that guy. You take over. You're the superstar. You're the all-star. And I love that, man, because I don't think that the Trae that I thought Trae was 4 or 5 years ago, I don't know that he would – I don't know what he would have been that way.
I agree with that. And I think something we've talked about a lot on this show over probably the last season and a half, two seasons, we're really going to see we all agree on this show that Trae Young has definitely matured. From when he obviously first came in the league, which you would expect. I mean, he came in the league, what, very, very young at you know, 19-year-old or whatever the case was. We're really going to see Trae Young if he can even take that next step in maturity by saying, hey, I know that even though I'm still kind of the guy on this team, I'm still the Batman, the 1A, Jalen Johnson isn't a 2. Jalen Johnson is my 1B. And I got to know when, okay, maybe it's just not my night. I need to get Jalen the ball more, or I need to make sure I can, like Bo said, be more passive, make sure the ball movement is happening, make sure I'm not slowing this offense down or hindering or hampering this offense in any way because I'm dribbling too much or I have the ball in my hands too much.
I would say that is one of my concerns this season. Like if you get to a point where things aren't going well for Trae, just personally, and you know, he's trying to be – Team Trae, he's trying to fit in. Like Bo just kind of brought up, it's on him to kind of fit back into this lineup, this rotation. Is there a point where Trae gets, you know, midway through the year and says, man, I'm in a contract year. You know what I mean? Like my assists are down, my points are down, whatever, maybe my minutes start to come down. I'd be curious to see how he's going to react in that moment. And I think we all expect the best out of him, but I don't know, man. That's going to be a strange kind of dynamic towards the end of the season this year.
I would like to hope, just to that point, I would like to hope that if the team is winning the way they're supposed to be winning, then Trae Young won't worry about that and know that that all work itself out. So to me, that all goes back to hopefully his maturity. And, you know, we've all thinking he's taking a step of maturity. Hopefully, if that does happen, that maturity factor will kick in and he'll know, okay, as long as we're winning and we're in the position in the Eastern Conference and we're, you know, winning games how we're supposed to be, then he won't worry about, oh, I got to get mine because I'm in the contract year. You hope so.
You hope so.
You hope so.
Yeah. We'll see.
How long do you expect him to be with the Skyhawks?
A game, maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly two. I don't think it's more than two games. I think two games max.
Oh man. Big Trae Young fan.
Yeah.
Big Trae Young fan.
Getting very excited.
And also just 1 second to shout out my guy Vete Krejci, who has been cold.
He's been going crazy.
He's been cold.
He's been good on both ends too. Like in that 76ers game, he made like an emergency switch it right there at the end of the game.
Locked up
to contest
Paul
George. That third. Yeah,
locked him up.
Locked him up.
And then they
put the seatbelt on him.
All four of y'all go to that side. I got Vete. Nah, son.
He ain't locking up. He's like that.
Sit down.
He's like that.
I love it, man.
Go ahead and get the jersey,
Mike. I'm telling you.
Go ahead and get the jersey.
Hey, where's my Hawks people at?
Hey, maybe there's a Vete Krejci jersey in there.
Hey, come on. Maybe it is. Maybe it's a Vete Krejci jersey.
There you go. Jersey, right. There you go.
And you go around your house talking about your love for him, right?
Yeah. You know me. Yeah. For sure. My wife, very familiar with Vete Krejci. You know, very familiar. Can rip off the stat line whenever she needs to.
Well, it's getting very exciting. Of course, cannot wait to see Trae Young back on the court. And we are going to be previewing this Falcons-Cardinals matchup. Both are dealing with very tough seasons. Whose job is on the line between the two? We'll get into it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.